My name is Arcadia Ramirez. I started at Henry Street as a community coach. And then in February of this year, before this whole COVID thing, I took a position as the program assistant of Jobs Plus. Then the COVID happened. So we went from being in the office and servicing the community and our clients into a virtual world. We wanted to find ways to still help people, even though we were working from home. It was tough at first because it was not what we thought it would be. It was like, okay, we're going to be shut for like 1 or 2 weeks. It's probably nothing. I mean, it's something, but 2 weeks passed, It was like, what are we doing? Like, what is going on? What the streets were like? Everybody has to be quarantined, and nobody knew what the next day was going to look like. I can see the look on my coworkers, my team at Jobs Plus. I can see, even though they tried not to show it, I could see the, okay, we don't know what's going to happen. I'm not the most tech-savvy person in the world. I really am not. But it has taught me quite a few things about working remotely. I thought it was going to be so difficult. And I'm like, please don't give me no issues, because please. I don't work for Geek Squad. It's not what I thought working from home would be. It was really weird in a sense that, okay, I'm not in an office, but I'm sitting in my house with a few people in my house that I escaped from because I'm going to work. I have a rescue dog who wants 150% of my attention. So they're like, yay. She's home all day. She can pet us and feed us and play with us. Let's jump all over her laptop while she's trying to type. Then my daughter's knocking on my door. She's like, hey, mom, I'm going to the store. You need something? No, thank you. And it's like, hello, I'm trying to work. It was tough. But the number one thing we have Henry Street Settlement as backup. It's like one big, huge family. Because I also live in Lillian Wall houses. That's one of the developments that we serve. So as a Lillian Wall resident, which carries the name of our founder of Henry Street Settlement, I know a lot of the community. They're my neighbors, so they know me. So they would come to me and we'll have a conversation about, what do you need? Like, how can we get you a job? How can we get you into school? Like, what type of training are you looking for? We all have one mission, and that's to provide and keep our doors open and try to give the best thing we can. And we have to rise above. There's no other place for me. I prefer the social work because I love to see people react and their emotions. And if I can take the weight off their shoulders just a little bit, either by words or by some type of support or encouragement, that's my satisfaction. But there's one thing I'd like to share with you. Henry Street Settlement, and I'm speaking as a community member, it's not just a job. It's everything. I will be forever grateful, and I hope they're around for another 125 years.